Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head girls track coach Spencer Ross, Humboldt head boys soccer coach Joe Hadar, and Humboldt head boys track coach Greg Wickett. The Humboldt girls track team took third at the 2025 Pocahontas girls relays on Tuesday. I caught up with Ross after the meet.
You know, coming into this meet, just kind of quick on the bus ride over, you know, checking bound and seeing how things are laying out. You know, we thought we could compete for some of those top spots. And if a few other things go our way tonight, we would be right there. But I'm super proud of the way we competed. And all that being said, we had several PRs on an individual basis and also a few relays that made some big jumps tonight. So good night overall for the Wildcats.
Coach, we're reaching about that halfway point, about a month out until state qualifying. We're going to be down in Nevada, right where the team is at here in the halfway point of the season.
Well, you know, we finally had our first good weather night tonight. We've been waiting for something like this, and the downside of that is we've got some sickness, seasonal sickness going through. So we were all pumped up, ready to roll and throw out some awesome performances, and then, you know, some of that sickness hindered us a little bit. But overall, when I look at the improvement from top to bottom, we're improving in almost every spot. In every event, we've been doing a lot of moving people around lately just to get a feel for, to give ourselves some options when we do go down to state qualifying. So overall, you know, I'm confident in where we're at. As far as the qualifying comes, you know, I haven't had a chance to dive into that too much yet, but we know whatever qualifying site you go to and whoever's there, it's going to be tough, and our mindset will be in and go in and compete, and whatever happens, happens.
Thoughts on having to go into a battle-tested area for sure.
We're familiar with going down into that area of the state for this qualifying. You know, anytime you see Nevada and North Polk and Gilbert, you know you're going to be in for a tough night. So, you know, realistically, we probably don't have any automatic qualifiers, top two as things go right now, but our mindset will be let's claw for third places and fourth places, and then we'll just have to play the waiting game and see how things shake out. We also have Humboldt coming up.
To be able to host the meet coming up here on Monday, pretty exciting for the girls to be back for that home meet.
It is. You know, unlike some other sports, when you've got multiple opportunities to perform in front of your family and friends there at home, we only get one shot, you know, usually in track. So I know the girls are excited, and we're going to do what we can to perform well and give everybody several opportunities to go out and, you know, perform in front of their fans.
Appreciate it, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The Humboldt boys soccer team won 4-0 over Garner Hayfield Ventura on Thursday to win their third match of the season and first since April 10th. I caught up with head coach Joe Hadar after the match.
First, it goes back to Webster City, I think. We saw some things that needed to be fixed, and, you know, we had 2 days in practice to work on it, and we changed some things up. We changed our formation. Saw, I think, in the Webster City game how much faster and quicker we had to be to pressure the ball, and I think we did that tonight. And honestly, on paper, this looked like an even match. I mean, you look, go down their games, our games, who we played, and, you know, we're pretty much dead even. So to come out with a pretty decisive victory is, you know, I think shows, you know, we're moving in the right direction still.
To start the match, you had two corner kick goals there, one for Nico, one for Carter, to go in off the corner. Just, you know, thoughts on those two guys with their performances here today?
That's a school record for Olympic goes in a game. Those guys can bend the ball, and, you know, they're both good shooters. You know, they both have things in their game we're working on to improve, and they will improve. Carter ended up with 3 goals, a hat trick, and Nico got the first goal. So overall, a good night for our forwards. We did change up the formation a little bit to try to free them up a little bit more. And so hopefully moving forward, that works out for us. But, you know, both of them, Nico's a sophomore. And so, you know, there are things in his game that we got to get him thinking more like what he is. In soccer, he is an upperclassman. And so he's played so much soccer in his life that he's got to think like an upperclassman. He can't think like a sophomore. And I think he's getting better every game. Carter, I think he found his teammates better, connected with everybody better tonight, and looked better. So, you know, overall happy with both of those guys and the team effort of getting them the ball.
And then, Coach, just thoughts going into the next match here next week.
Let's see, we got Fort Dodge and Iowa Falls next week, so it's nice to get a game outside the conference where you can be a little more experimental. We're going to be experimental the whole year now, and those are two tough opponents. Fort Dodge is always up for a game they don't want to lose to us, but we're up for the game. You know, most of these guys play their youth soccer in the Fort Dodge Soccer Association, so there's a lot of friends, and in soccer, when there's a lot of friends, then it gets pretty heated on the field. You don't want to lose to your friends. It's like a derby, as they call them, or a derby. So, you know, we'll be going at it. They'll be going at it. It should be a fun game to see here. Like they say, you got to play them one at a time, and Fort Dodge will be difficult for us.
We appreciate it, Coach. Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
The Humboldt Boys track team has three events at the 2025 Drake Relays, as Elliot Carlson placed 20th in the long jump and Tyler Carlson placed 9th in the high jump. The 4x100-meter relay team is set to run this morning at 10:12 a.m. I caught up with Wickett to discuss the field events and the upcoming relay today.
It's just such an honor to be able to come down to the Drake Relays, and so it's a big accomplishment to get in. So that was the first hurdle to kind of get over. I think they performed pretty well. I mean, it's an intimidating event if you've never been on the field in Drake. It's the long jump is in front of a bunch of people, the high jump is in front of a bunch of people, and the more they can kind of done that, the more used to it they will be at state when it happens. And so it was a good learning experience that way. Elliot, he didn't have the jumps he wanted. I know that he's a 22-foot long jumper. He jumped just in the 20s, and so that was a little disappointing for him at least, but really it's about more about the experience of being down here and getting to compete in front of the fans and the environment that they have to Drake Relays. So I'm not worried about it at all what he jumped. We're staying positive, and it probably has more to do with our training cycle than it did anything else. So he's jumping really good right now. So the same thing will happen. Hopefully, as we get closer to state, he'll be able to put it all together and have a good state track meet. As far as Tyler Carlson went, it was unusual the high jump because the opening height is 6'2", and to jump cold at that high a height, that's something that a lot of kids struggle with down here. And he went up there and made it no problem. Jumped his PR of 6'4" by a long ways. He really made that easy, and then it tightened up a little bit with the competition as they moved up to 6'6". He got his hips up above 6'6", which is about half the battle, but he knocked it off with his heels. So he had some good jumps at 6'6", and the more jumps and experience he has at jumping at those higher heights, the greater chance he'll have of getting that when it comes down to the state meet. So again, for him, it was a good experience. We're in there competing at the same venue at the same time with guys that were in the Olympics. So the Drake Relays is no joke. It's really a neat environment with great competition.
And Coach, on Friday, you got to see a Humboldt Wildcat alum in Quint Knorr end up taking first there in an event in a team relay for Iowa State.
Yeah, he ran a really good leg of that relay, too. He ran about a 4:09 leading off that relay. We got to, kids were all down here cheering for him, and to see a former, you know, runner for us be able to be a Drake Relays champion, that was a big deal. Then after the race was over, he came up and talked with our kids, and we were able to get some pictures. And he's one of those guys that hasn't forgotten where he came from. And he's an Iowa kid that got to run, be a Drake Relays champion, and he was trying to tell the other guys on the team how big a deal that was for him. And it was exciting for everybody. That's a real accomplishment. I can't think of too many guys that got to be Drake Relays champions, and he got to do that. It's really fun to see.
And Coach, you got one more event coming up here on Saturday in the 4x100-meter relay. Just thoughts going into this final event.
Well, we've been, especially this group of seniors, has been after qualifying that event for a couple of years now, and we've come close a couple of times, so we've been able to sneak that in this year, and it's just a fun event to get to run at the venue with all the people around, and it makes you kind of feel like the end of the year is coming and state's on the way, and so you get that experience a little bit, and you're against all classes, so it's going to be tough to, I don't think we're going to win it, and that would be an upset of all time, but you know, I'd like to improve the position that we entered in, and just have clean handoffs and run a clean race with a good time. That's what we're after. And so it's an experience thing at this point, kind of.
Being around that halfway point with only about a month left until the state meet back down there at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, in terms of evaluating how this team has done so far with individual events, with relays, are you sitting in a good spot here?
Oh, yeah, we're real happy with where we're at. Been training hard. You know, our legs are a little bit tired now. We've been hitting a lot of meets right in a row, but it's part of the cycle that you got to remember, you know, you're not going to be able to maintain peak performances at all times. So I thought this week we saw a little bit of drop in that stuff, but we're not training for this week of the season. We're training for that last week of the season. So we're hitting our peak at that time. And so our jumpers, our runners, we're a little leg weary right now, but our potential is there. We match up really well in our state qualifier meet. We've got an idea now of what we got, what we can put together to be at state. And we're starting to scheme a little bit more than we had in the past. So it's fun time of the year to do the best we can and try to peak at the right time and put it all together by the end of the year. So we're right where we need need to be.
State qualifying meet sites have been released as far as where you're going to be going. You're going to be heading down to Nevada on May 15th. Just thoughts about going into that field with a lot of Raccoon River teams and, of course, Webster City and Humboldt being from the NCC down there.
Yeah, well, there's a couple things about it. One of the things we were happy to see that Algona was not going to be there. Algona, again, they're loaded, and so it's nice to get them out of the mix a little. We drew North Polk again. They're one of the best teams in the state, but we looked at the events where we're at, and we match up really well, I think, with the things we think we can get down there. It's not going to be a gimme by any means, but it's encouraging at this point. And then you kind of start watching those teams from here on out, see what they improve on, how they're doing. I know they're watching us too, but right now we're having to work a lot on our mental game too. You know, you've got to have a certain amount of confidence to do the things that we want to get done by the end of the year. And so that was the real takeaway from this week of practice and meets, that you've got to be confident going into these things. Know that you're gonna have to perform, but at the same time you've got to have the confidence to get it done. And that's where we're at. So we're happy with the draw. We think we can get a lot of things there. But again, it's about the big push now at the end of the year.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the two events that have done pretty well down at the Drake Relays on Thursday and coming up here for Saturday's event as well. Just want to wish the 4x100 team luck.
Well, thanks a lot. We're having fun down here. It's really a really neat environment and fun to run at Drake. There's no doubt about it.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.